Elliott Page decries rights of LGBTQ2+ people being revoked. By Paul Bois on March 25, 2024. Elliott Page, formerly actress Ellen Page, has charged that the rights of LGBTQ2+ people are being revoked throughout the world. Page made the claim about the alleged revocation of LGBTQ2+ rights during an appearance at the Juno Awards, Canada's version of the Grammy Awards, on Sunday night while citing the work by the Tegan and Sarah Foundation, which aims to support and build social change for trans and queer youth at the Junos in Page's hometown of Halifax, Nova Scotia. "We are at a time in history where the rights of LGBTQ2+ people are being revoked, restricted and eliminated throughout the world, and the effects are devastating," Page said. Sarah Quinn of the pop duo Tegan and Sarah told the Juno audience, "If the world was not so hostile to LGBTQ2+ people, we would see ourselves purely as musicians." Sarah criticized the province of Alberta for recently proposing to restrict healthcare for transgender youth, including halting access to hormone therapy for children aged 15 and under, according to The Hollywood Reporter, THR. "Advocating for our community's rights is a great privilege and we are dedicated to confronting any form of discrimination that threatens the well-being of our community," Sarah Quinn added. Page, who came out as transgender in 2020, recently made headlines by claiming that LGBTQ2-themed films should not be considered niche due to the fact that 30% of youth allegedly identify as such. Speaking from the stage at BFI Flare, London's Gay Film Festival, Page insisted that gay films can't be niche because a recent survey claimed that 30% of American youth identify LGBTQ2+, Breitbart News reported. "If such a large number of kids claim to be LGBTQ2+, then," Page said of gay-themed films, "I'm sorry, but this is not niche," Variety reported. She also recounted the story of how she came out as trans to the showrunner of her Netflix series The Umbrella Academy, applauding Steve Blackman for how accommodating he was in rewriting her character, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.